have the opportunity to introduce myself in this Mass. The last time I celebrated the Mass was the time with the deacon preached, but for those who don't know me, my name is Father Rico, and I came from Colombia. We start listening to somebody who has an accent. Sometimes it's very difficult to get, but for a while we adjust the hearing, and it's easy to listen to people. When I came here to the United States, I started in Athens, Georgia, and I talk to the people and says that if they don't understand anything when I talk, they can ask me after the Mass what I was talking about. And after the Mass, it was this lady who came to me and told me, "Father, you were talking about applesauce, but I didn't get it, what it was." And I was thinking, I never mentioned applesauce. I was talking about the apostles. And so if you have the problem, you can ask me after Mass. Today we hear that Jesus was talking about the apostles or the disciples about hating, say that why we need to hate even our families and ourselves. But in biblical times, the expression to hate often means to prefer least. So Jesus used a strong language to make clear that nothing should take precedence or first place over God. God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, created us in His image and likeness to be His beloved sons and daughters. And He has put us first in His love and concern for all our beings and happiness. He created us to be happy. And our Him is a response to His exceeding love and kindness to all of us. The true love is costly because it holds nothing back to the beloved, and it's real to give all and sacrifice for all the beloved. And we see that in the marriage couple. We see how the husbands usually give everything that they have to make their wives happy, and in the same way the wives do. They sacrifice themselves to make their husband happy. So God the Father give us His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who freely offered His life for us in the cross and a stony sacrifice for all our sins. So His sacrificial death brought us pardon and healing and new life in the spirit and peace of God. So Jesus willingly embraced the cross, not only out of obedience to the Father's will, but out of His merciful love for each one of us, in order for all of us to be free from the slavery of sin, Satan, and everything that is dark in this world. Because He wants to offer all of us the true love through freedom, goodness, and all the mercy and compassion that He offered us when we dedicate our lives to Him. So Jesus knew that the cross was the Father's way for Him to achieve the victory over sin and death and the glory for sakes. So He counted the cost and said yes to His Father's will, and if we want to share His glory and victory, then we too must count the cost and say yes to His call to take up our cross to Him and follow Jesus in His steps, trying to do what Jesus did in this world. So the big question will be, what is the way of the cross for you and for me? So the way of the cross involves sacrifice, the sacrifice of laying down our lives each and every day for the sake of God. What makes that such sacrifice possible and sweet for us is the love that God has poured into our souls and our lives, and help us to get the love in ourselves and after that go out during the week and trying to share the same love with the people that we are going to share during that time. Paul the Apostle tells us that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. So we can never outmatch God and His merciful love and kindness to us, and He always gives us more than we can expect or imagine. But we need to allow the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and to transform our lives. And sometimes it's not easy because we are human beings and very weak, but little by little, God in ourselves is transforming our lives, and we can make people holy people. We can become holy people. So the Lord Jesus leaves no room for compromises or concessions. We either give our lives over him entirely, or we keep them for ourselves. St. Paul the Apostle reminds us that we are not in our own. We are brought the price, and we eliminate all the sins, and we belong to God. And as a people of God, we are invited to be witness of the gospel in this generation. We are invited to share the love that God gave us in this world. So there are no neutral party. We are either for God's kingdom or against it. The love of God compels us into choose who we want to serve. We serve the kingdom of darkness, and we separate ourselves for him, or we go with the life of Christ, that is life and happiness in all our lives. So that is the invitation, and that is, I think, the principal thing in the gospel today, is to try to offer our lives to him and don't leave room for anything else but God. We are here, and we need to help each other. We help each other to get into heaven. And the way that we treat one another, and the way that we build relationships. And that is important, especially for husbands and wives, that they work together because they can be helpful each other when they go to heaven. I hear this story of the lady who died, and she went to heaven. And when she meets Peter at the doors of heaven, she told him what I need to do in order to be in heaven forever. And Peter told her that she needs to spell a word. And she said, what word? And he said, love. So she said, L-O-V-E. And he said, oh, well, just go enjoy the kingdom of heaven who was prepared for you from the beginning. So time passed, and St. Peter got busy, and he told her to stand in the door. If somebody died, tell the person that she needs or he needs to spell a word, and the same procedure. And guess what? Who died? Her husband. Her husband showed up in the doors, and he said, well, it's nice that we are going to get together, and what I need to do? And she says, you need to spell a word. And he said, what word? And she told him Czechoslovakia. Well, we need to continue our lives. We need to continue the celebration. We pray that God help us to open our minds and our hearts, that we feel the power of the Holy Spirit in this celebration, that transform ourselves and help us to transform the people around us.